Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
All right, the question of the day as we kick in the sacred fire of liberty is, where is Jonathan E. Mord? He's usually stuck in traffic somewhere. We'll see where that goes today, but no problem upholding the traditions of the sacred fire of liberty this hour with me, of course, my humble and lovable producer. He's non-GMO today for sure. Super Don! Super Don is with us. And, of course, our humble and lovable campaign for liberty guy. Who is he? He's Norman Singleton. Norm is back. Welcome, Norm.
Thank you. I'll try
good to be back with you. No, I have no doubt that you will. But it's good to have you on board. And you were at a party last week we want to get to as well. Also, interesting discussion that we can compare some things that are going on in Congress with, like, World Championship Wrestling. I don't even know what it's called anymore. They have WrestleMania. They've got so many offshoots of it. But we may make some good cross comparisons because Norm is quite an expert in this field.
Yes. Yes, it's one of my subjects of expertise is culture, high culture.
The wrestling culture, we got it. Super Don, were you ever a big fan of the wrestling? Because I've talked some stories about it. When I was growing up in Atlanta, my dad, we went and saw Abdullah the Butcher. We saw the Sheik. We saw Dusty Rhodes and people like that.
You're seriously dating yourself. Yeah, I mean, I was back in the day, back when I had time to do things like watch TV. yeah, I mean, I was a big fan back in the days of, you know, Hulk Hogan's, you know, kind of prime time when he was teaming up with Randy Savage and the Ultimate Warrior and stuff like that. I kind of lost it after that. But yeah,
I was out about Hulk Hogan time. Yeah, but I didn't have Hulk Hogan way back when. That's how old I am.
Did you see Flair when you were in Atlanta? Was he
Ric Flair? Absolutely saw Ric Flair. Yeah.
WCW baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, terrific stuff. And, you know, people might be saying, well, I thought this was about the sacred fire of liberty on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Why are you guys talking wrestling? Well, just so happens that Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty has written an incredible, another blog piece there. What did the USA Freedom Act markup have in common with WrestleMania? And I want to get to the bottom of this because I know Ron Paul had said something about the USA Freedom Act has as much to do with freedom as, I don't know, you fill in the blank, Norm. You remember what Ron Paul said about this thing?
Well, it has as much to do with freedom as the Patriot Act has to do with patriotism, or as the Affordable Care Act has to do with affordable health care. It really, the USA Freedom Act is the bill that's being promoted as Patriot Act reform. It supposedly would end bulk collection and all the things that, certainly since the Snowden revelations have been, noted in the people, in the sort of the mass political conversation, it's just really small ball reforms, cosmetic reforms, and it would still allow the majority of surveillance, the majority of collection, and in light of today's court ruling, there's some opinion that says that it would actually be a step backwards because But the Second Court of Appeals ruled that the Patriot Act doesn't authorize bulk collection. This would authorize some bulk collection, so it could actually do what the court said Congress had never done and take away that
protection. The creeping, decay of liberty, if you will. It's like we name something freedom, there's no freedom. We name something patriotic, there's no patriotism. Yeah. We reform these acts, and you actually make them somehow worse.
If it has the words freedom, liberty, or patriotism in it, it's probably anti-freedom, anti-liberty, and true patriotism. If it has the words children in it, it's probably just going to give the next generation more debt. But the reason I compared it to WrestleMania was because the markup of the bill, there were several good amendments, one offered by Representative Ted Poe of Texas, Houston area, former Houston area colleague of Ron Paul's, and Zoe Lofgren of California. And it paralleled an amendment Thomas Massie and Ms. Lofgren offered last year to the Defense Appropriations Bill. Another good amendment was offered by Representative Earl Labrador of Idaho, a strong representative who votes right a lot of the time. And both of these amendments actually would have really strengthened the bill from a liberty perspective. Both were brought down, and the reason that this was a sham was because a lot of members spoke in favor of these amendments, said they liked them, but they said basically there was a deal in with the Intelligence Committee, which, of course, is the major home of the really big defenders of the surveillance state. You don't get to be on that committee unless you're a defender of surveillance. And the House leadership, that the bill was negotiated beforehand, and it was agreed that it would pass as is, and I think the chairman of the committee, Bob Goodlatte, actually said, in not so many words, if you pass any amendments, this will blow up our deal. So he encouraged everyone to vote no on the bill, or on the amendments, and then vote for the bill. So what we see is almost an admission that this bill is designed to be weak from our perspective, only to accept what the surveillance state defenders are absolutely willing to give us. It's pretty disgusting, especially since this weekend in the New York Times, there was a former intelligence officer quoted as saying, this bill will do very little to weaken the NSA's spying capacity. And foreign intelligence officers, they know how to read the bills, and they also understand, obviously, how the intelligence agency will interpret authority and restrictions on them. And one of the things that we saw with the Snowden revelations, if you look at that, and also from the court case today, look at both of those, is that they are very good at finding any loopholes and driving trucks through them.
Yeah, exactly. So, and, there's a great piece here. You just mentioned the court ruling today. I don't know if everybody's aware of it, but there was a ruling about the NSA, and Rand Paul calls it monumental. Now, forgive me for, let's say we're radio, we use big words like that occasionally, but we have lost so much liberty, in my opinion. The government, U.S. government, has been operating so far outside of the bounds of the Constitution that any little win in the court, that can be touted as a big one, it seems so significant, even if it's little, that we go, oh, man, they threw us a bone. We're getting a little bit back. And I'm like, dude, this is so small relative to the bigger piece, especially as you talk about, Norm, the Freedom Act and what it is and the modifications to the Patriot Act, which may or may not happen at all. Is this really something that would hold going up into the Supreme Court? Because the Second Circuit Court of Appeals declared the NSA's mass collection of millions of Americans' phone records now illegal. I'm almost hesitant to read it. Is that for real?
Well, it is. The problem with the decision is they based it on a interpretation of the Patriot Act and said that basically James Sensenbrenner, the author of the act, was right in that bulk data collection was not authorized by Section 215 of the Act. And the reason that's a problem is because, first of all, this USA Freedom Act, which is designed to supposedly rein it in, could, according to some folks, some interpretations, could be seen as authorizing under with certain precautions bulk data collection. So now it could be a step backwards. The bigger concern, though, I think, is that .215 is not the only way that they justify bulk collection. There's also, I think, Section 702 of the FISA Court Act, and there's an executive order signed by Ronald Reagan in 1983. I believe it's Executive Order 1133 or 3301 or something like that. But it's an executive order signed by Ronald Reagan in 1983 that's been used to justify bulk collection. Now, keep in mind, in 1983, who had the internet? I mean, that was the era.
No,
Commodore was considered
what was bulk collection
technology.
Norm, yeah. I'm just thinking back to 1983. Yeah. What was bulk collection of data back then? I mean, if you had like a listening device, it was like a satellite dish the size of a house that you could point at something to hear it, like the NFL uses to hear across the field.
Right.
I mean, you didn't have this ability to eavesdrop every email, every text, everything like we have today.
Who had email and text back in those days? I mean, that was still considered you know, Buck Rogers technology or Dick Tracy with the phone the watch phone.
I wonder if they could even track you by pager back then. Remember those little pagers that would go beep 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 and you'd have a phone number and now you had to find a pay phone to put a quarter in or a dime, whatever it was?
And remember the old brick cell phones?
Yes. Yes.
So it's really an executive order that was signed to a world that just doesn't exist anymore. So those are the two concerns. And while it is a good decision, and while it is monumental that we have a court saying that there are limits to what the Patriot Act granted, it doesn't solve the whole problem. And that's why Campaign for Liberty and other groups are civil liberties groups are opposing the the USA Freedom Act, and we're supporting two pieces of legislation. One, the Surveillance State Repeal Act, which was introduced by.
Hold on, Norm. We got to take a break. I want to get into those as well as the budgetary battle looming. I think Paul and Cruz voted against the budget. I want to get into that as well. Stick around. Lots more political healing to go. First hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show with Norm Singleton.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risks of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, we are holding up, upholding, which we say, taking fire, liberty. From Singleton, from Campaign for Liberty, is with us this hour and doing a little bit of political healing, a little wrestling too, which is actually a lot more funny and fun than talking about what goes on in Congress. But there are a few good men, maybe a couple of women too, I'm not sure, in Congress trying to do some things to roll back the police state, whether it be considered a medical police state or a military-industrial complex police state. And there are a couple of pieces of legislation that are rolling through. I don't know what snowball's chance, and you know what they have, or maybe they have a chance. I don't know. One is H.R., I think, 2233, related to what an amendment Ted Poe had put forward, and then the other one is related to the Surveillance State Repeal Act, H.R. 1466. Norm Singleton, what can you fill us in on either or both of those?
Well, the new bill that was just introduced this week is like I said, it's based on their amendment, and it would prohibit backdoor searches, which is where they basically put spying devices into our mobile devices, would prohibit a lot of the warrantless wiretapping, and it really would put the brakes on the surveillance state and warrantless searches. The other bill would repeal the Patriot Act, the Surveillance State Repeal Act would just repeal the whole Patriot Act and the what's called the FISA Court's Amendment. And remember, the FISA Court was created in 1978, and it's a court that operates without a lot of transparency, and it was put in order to, with the hope that it would provide some sort of check on warrantless or the government surveillance of the time after the Church Commission of the 70s. And it really hasn't worked that way. What it's done is it as FISA serves as a rubber stamp. And there are some very small reforms in the FISA bill or in the USA Freedom Act, but again, they don't like the whole bill itself. It doesn't really go anywhere. So these are really two really good bills, and they're both better than USA Freedom, and they both deserve, we believe, at least a floor vote on the House,
absolutely,
on the House of Representatives floor, and we're hoping that they will get that.
Well, Norm, the Thomas Massie's involved in the Surveillance State Repeal Act, and is that gaining any level of momentum as of yet? I mean, this seems to me where the left, the political left, and the real conservatives on the right, the libertarian conservatives, would say we align on this. We don't want a police state subverting the freedom of the people. In this case, the Amendment violations, things like that, and that's what Rand Paul said. He was so excited about the second U.S. Court of Appeals decision. But again, there's a lot more to it, a lot more ways they can just maneuver around and through this. So are we looking at maybe 10% support in the House, 20%, 30%? Where are you gauging something like a total repeal of the Patriot Act, which the mainstream media will say is outrageous and dangerous to do?
Well, I don't know about total repeal, but I think repeal of the big 215 and 702 of the FISA courts, 215 of the Patriot Act, there is probably close to a majority of support in the House for that. And it's acknowledged that a clean reauthorization could not pass, which is why they're trying this phony reform gambit now to try and trick people into supporting this USA Freedom Act and get it off the table for 4 years and give them 4 years to try to scare people back into trading away their liberties.
So we got to keep an eye on this. And of course, those of you out there who are not plugged into the Campaign for Liberty, this is a group that is really dedicated to looking out for you in this regard. There are other groups like the 10th Amendment Center, the Bill of Rights Defense Committee, and there are various people from various backgrounds in terms of their political leanings, but coming together on this issue of reducing the size and scope and the invasiveness of government in this way. I highly encourage you to plug in. Campaign for Liberty, we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. The article, in fact, at the national blog there that Norm Singleton wrote, What Did the USA Freedom Act Markup Have in Common with WrestleMania? We've got lots more political healing to go. Also, Dr. Jack Wilson, the paleocardiologist, is coming up. Norm, stick around. We're not going anywhere. We just got to take a quick break, and we'll come back with more powerful political and other kinds of healing right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it all out at robertscottbell.com.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earthfiles publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we'll continue on. Sacred Fire Liberty. Go to robertscottbell.com. All the links are up in the show notes, including to our guests, Campaign for Liberty, Norm Singleton, of course, Jonathan Emord, typically here with us in his book. Many of his books are including Restore the Republic, one of my favorites that he wrote. And next hour, Dr. Jack Wolfson, the paleocardiologist. We got lots of cool stuff to go. So, questions of the day on kids with strep throat, how to get through it without drugs. We'll teach you that as well. Oh, my gosh, freedom. It's happening right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Norm Singleton, budget constraints. We hear about the mainstream media, budget battles, budget impasse. The Republicans are going to close the government. They're going to shut it down. Now, I'm not a big fan of the government as it is today, how big it is and all of the things it's doing that are not in the Constitution. But, they'll freak out and blame whoever they want to blame. There is another budget up for voting, and I think maybe a vote had already happened in the Senate. And I'm understanding, if this is correct, that only two Republican senators voted against it. A number of Democrats may have, but only two Republicans, and those were Rand Paul and Ted Cruz. What do you know about this?
I think, what I know is that the budget, they claim that it balances, but there's a number of problems with it. There's a number of gimmicks in it. For one thing, in order to try to keep both the fiscal the fiscal conservatives and the defense hawks happy, because of a lot of the strong defense hawks, they are unhappy with the spending levels on the Pentagon budget, jacked up what's called overseas contingency operation funding, which is what's supposed to be a funding for the ongoing military conflicts, where you don't have and this is the accounts that during the Bush years they always did wartime supplementals. Now they try to estimate how much is the idea, I think, between putting them in the budget and in the appropriations bills was to stop the need for these sloppy supplementals being done. But this has become gone from being a targeted funding for the ground operations in Afghanistan and Iraq, whatever you think of our presence there, it is now become a slush fund for all sorts of projects, and just a way to supplement the Pentagon's budget without having to honestly break the budget caps. Other problems with it is that it assumes $2 trillion in tax revenues, according to a piece by John Gray of the Heritage Foundation that was published in National Review earlier this month. They assume that Obamacare is repealed, but they also assume that somehow, even though they repeal Obamacare, that they're going to keep the taxes that were designed to fund Obamacare.
Yes.
So that they can say that we're going to save money because repealing Obamacare, but then in their revenue part, they say we're still going to get the $2 trillion in tax revenue that we're expecting over the next 10 years from Obamacare.
Yes. Incredible.
So
in the meantime, Norm, have you heard about the claims of doctors in ER emergency rooms across the country? They're saying that emergency room use has not gone down since the passage of Obamacare and its implementation. In fact, it's going up. So one of the basic arguments for it, why it was so necessary, because people were using the emergency room for basic health care, turns out maybe that wasn't ever true.
Right. Right. The... right. Well, it's also more and more coming out that there is a quality of healthcare issue with Obamacare, and there's going to be as we get more and more into government run healthcare, and as the Medicare and Medicaid programs continue to take more and more of our federal budget and require more and more reforms and reduction and bureaucracy designed to try to make it make them save money, that it's going to be tougher and tougher to find a doctor who will take Medicare or Medicaid or take patients in the Obamacare exchanges. And that, of course, I think does raise a valid question, which is, what is the point of having health care or rather health insurance if you can't find a doctor?
Right.
And this is a problem.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a problem with health care policy. What is the point of is that we debate health insurance when what people really need is health care? And so we think that if people have insurance, that they're fine. But what they really need is health care. And
healthcare is basically non-existent in what's called as Obamacare. It's a strengthening of the previous monopoly before there was something called Obamacare, which is one of the reasons why I wrote Unlock the Power to Heal. You know, it's like bringing the power to heal back to the people where it belongs, because it, even if they don't repeal it, Norm, I believe it will just collapse of its own weight. Just like you said, if you're participating, you can't even see a doctor, and if the doctor that you see can't do what you need them to do for you, what's the point? People are going to withdraw en masse and say, you know, listen, the whole system is rigged, it doesn't work. That's why we see also the rise of the 10th Amendment Center and the concept of state nullification or local nullification or even individual nullification. Say, I will not be a slave to the system. Now, of course, again, the mainstream media and all the participatory encouragement says you must participate, but if you continue to participate and see nothing change and everything get worse, at a certain point, you have to define that as insanity.
Yes. That is the textbook definition of insanity. And, of course, the problem is that we need to, there needs to be some kind of transition period. We need to be able to work our way out of this, because people say, well, what about the folks who are currently dependent on these programs? And the answer to that is that, well, we're going to offer them something better. In a lot of ways, you know, a free market system is going to be superior to a government system, but not in a lot of ways, in all sorts of ways. But what we need to do is transition to that. We need to start that soon, because the more programs like Obamacare get entrenched, the more people get sucked into them, the higher their cost is, the more difficult it is to build the political support to make changes. People are naturally risk averse when you're talking, especially when you're talking about something that they view as fundamental to their well-being as their health insurance. The more likely it is that we will have some sort of dollar crash. The rest of the world, for a variety of reasons, seems to be becoming skeptical of the U.S. dollar's status as a reserve currency, and our debt is a big part of that. We see other countries in Asia, for example, moving to set up some kinds of banks that are designed to compete with our international financial institutions. And so we really do need to start sooner rather than later in terms of cutting this down. And without making any comments about the presidential race, I would just say that that every American who's concerned about the future, the fiscal state of this country, no matter what you think about these two gentlemen and their whether you support one or the other for president or for the Republican nomination, or whether you haven't made up your mind yet who to support, I think you owe Rand Paul and Ted Cruz a tremendous debt of gratitude for being the only two Republican senators willing to stand up and say, this budget does not take us where we need to go, and more importantly, it's a fraud, and it's a lie to the American people, and the stakes are too high regarding our fiscal future to fall for this type of game.
Yes. We're talking with Norm Singleton from Campaign for Liberty here on the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. CampaignForForLiberty.org is where you can go to see the blogs that he writes as well. I got to ask you, the chairman, the C4L chairman, is still Ron Paul. And recently, I think this just came out yesterday or today, says he's ending his relationship with this thing called Voices of Liberty to start an entirely new venture. right? He had the Ron Paul channel and such. What do you know about what Ron's doing in media now as an offshoot to that long-term teaching that he does?
Yeah. Well, Voices of Liberty was the host of the Ron Paul channel for about pretty much close to, I guess, 2 years now. It started in fall of 2013. And it gave Ron a platform, but there were some, it was some, I think, one of the things, there were two things I think that Ron is excited about his new venture compared to Voices of Liberty. One is that he can, is that this will be operating out of Texas, so it'll be more directly under his control, and he'll be able to do a live program every day from with the Ron Paul Liberty Report. And secondly, Voices of Liberty's business model was that they had a paywall, and this will be, and the Ron Paul Liberty Report, the content will be available hosted at a webpage and a YouTube channel. Some of it will be at Campaign for Liberty. A lot of it will be on the Ron
Paul. So it'll be basically, you won't have to pay to watch it. That's going to open it up again.
Right.
This is good news, I think.
Right. And
all right, stick around. We've got one more segment. We got one more segment. Norm Singleton, what is the strong feminism behind Black Widow? And is that a Marvel thing?
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, the paleocardiologist, Dr. Jack Wolfson, is going to join us next hour. We'll talk about some real healing. We got a major league moment of duh as well. I know you look forward to that. Right now, we're wrapping it up with Norm Singleton on the Sacred Fire Liberty Hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com clicks all the links. Say thanks to the sponsors. Let's talk movies, Norm. We got to lighten this thing up. There's a Washington Post opinion piece about the strong feminism behind Black Widow and why the critiques don't stand up. Now, Joss Whedon is a guy, whether you like him or not, or if you're into comic book movies or not, he did a very entertaining series that my wife and I used to watch. It was called Buffy the Vampire Slayer. All right? You know, criticize me if you don't like it. That's fine. We enjoyed it. It was funny, you know, point of view, well written in a lot of ways. And it was just, you know, light entertainment in some level. But if a guy is being criticized, he's got Buffy, the strong female lead that could do anything, could kick anybody's tushy. And now he's being criticized because of his handling of this Black Widow character in the latest Marvel Avengers movie, which I haven't seen. What's your take on it? Is it really real that they're attacking Whedon on this?
Well, I took it, and to me it's very bizarre because, first of all, what they're complaining about is, spoiler alert, for those of you who haven't seen it yet, I just listen now at your peril. At one point, she is talking to her romantic interest in the film, who is Bruce Banner, and now you can question her taste in men, I guess, because he has some, as those of you who know Marvel comic book lore know, that Dr. Banner does have some anger issues. But she talks about her training as an assassin for the Soviet Union, where the last part of her training was she was sterilized. And it's clearly meant to show that this was a bad thing, that at a very young age she was sort of manipulated and brainwashed into becoming a assassin for an evil regime, and that that part of that training was a loss of her humanity. That's what to me, and I think anyone who knows Josh Whedon's work, who understands what he was, I think, trying to say with that, and understands the Black Widow character over, I think she's been in 3 or 4 Marvel movies now, knows is that that's what that was meant. But some feminists, unfortunately, are taking this, going after Josh Wheaton for his because they're taking this out of context. They're saying that it was demeaning to her, and that it was portraying a stereotype. And I think it's completely unfair. And I also think that that unfortunately, what they're weakening their case, because I think they do have a point in that there's not Marvel is not doing a solo Black Widow film. They are going to do a solo Captain Marvel film, and we're going to get a solo Wonder Woman film. So we're finally going to get a big budget female action movie, because Hollywood has Marvel has always assumed that there is not an audience for a big budget comic book movie featuring a female lead. I don't know why they think that their target audience of men would. That first of all, women I think would go to see a Josh Whedon film or any Marvel director film with a female lead, with Scarlett Johansson, because I think that a lot of women would enjoy that, and I think a lot of men, for reasons I won't get into, but I think would go see Scarlett Johansson as a lead of a comic book film. If you've ever seen Black Widow, you understand why.
Right, in action. There's a lot of inconsistency on the feminist left, particularly because they're all for a woman's right to choose to have an abortion, but they're not for a woman's right to protect her child from vaccines that they perceive to be more dangerous than they are beneficial. So there is a lot of inconsistency in that. So I'm not totally surprised by this attack.
And of course, a lot of them are not for a woman's right to defend herself by owning and learning how to properly use it, right, and carry a firearm. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, listen, we don't need a Marvel universe. It's fun fantasy movie time. We got it. I haven't seen it yet. If I get to go out to see it, we'll see. It might be on cable by then. But, Norm, thanks for being with us and carrying the sacred fire of liberty on.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. Of course, next hour, Dr. Jack Wolfson, the paleocardiologist. We got a question. You know, you want to avoid strep throat or deal with strep throat without resorting to an antibiotic? We'll tell you how. In the meantime, keep it real, because the power to heal is yours.
Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.